Jeremiah 15. Then Yahweh said to me, though Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my mind would not be towards this people. Cast them out of my sight and let them go forth. So up to a certain point, God will accept the prayers and the intercession of other people for the sake of others who are simply weak. For example, when Jesus saw the faith of the friends, he said to the paralyzed man, son, your sins are forgiven you. In James chapter 5, he talks about a situation where people can pray for another person and that person's sins will be forgiven and they could be healed. But that is only true up to a certain point. It's not so that you can just focus upon some random guy walking past in the street and somehow get this person saved and forgiven if they are absolutely not interested. And so this is the point it was getting to. In the past, Moses and Samuel had stood before God and, as it were, changed his mind towards destroying his people. But now God says, no, that's not going to happen. Cast them out. Let them go forth. And when they tell you, where shall we go forth? Then you shall tell them, such as are for death to death, such as for the sword to the sword, such as for the famine to the famine, and such as are for captivity to captivity. I will appoint over them four kinds, says Yahweh, the sword to kill, the dogs to tear, the birds of the sky and the animals of the land to devour and to destroy. I will cause them to be tossed back and forth among all the kingdoms of the land because of Manasseh, son of Hezekiah, for that which he did in Jerusalem. For who will have pity on you, Jerusalem? Or who will bemoan you? Or who will turn aside to ask of your welfare? I think the answer to that is nobody will, apart from God. You have rejected me, says Yahweh. You have gone backward. Therefore have I stretched out my hand against you and destroyed you. I'm weary with relenting. He kept saying he was going to do it. Then he didn't, because he so wanted to save them. But finally, judgment will come. I've winnowed them with a fan in the gates of the land. I've bereaved them of children. I have destroyed my people. They didn't return from their ways. So God was hurt in the hurt of his people, just as Jeremiah was. I have destroyed my people. So it was not that God was lashing out in anger. He was really trying through all these judgments to lead them to repentance, and it hurt him. Their widows are increased to me above the sand of the seas. I have brought on them against the mother of the young men, a destroyer at noonday. She who has borne seven languishes. She's given up the spirit. Her son is gone down while it was yet day. She has been disappointed and confounded. Then Jeremiah complains. He says, woe is me, my brother, my mother, that you bore me, a man of strife and contention to the whole land. I have not lent, neither have men lent to me, yet every one of them curses me. So Jeremiah is now just feeling so bad that he is the bearer of bad news all the time. And when he first begins his ministry in chapter 1, he says, oh, I'm too young. And God says, I will strengthen you. So he didn't have to feel like this. God had potentially given him the strength to make this witness, but at this point it seems he wasn't using it. Yahweh said, most certainly I will strengthen you for good. Most certainly I will cause the enemy to make supplication to you in the time of evil. Can one break iron, even iron from the north and brass? This is the Babylonians. Your substance and your treasures will I give for a spoil without price because of all your sins. I will make them to pass with your enemies into a land which you don't know. A fire is kindled in my anger, which shall burn on you. Yahweh, you know, remember me and visit me. Avenge me of my persecutors. Don't take me away in your long-suffering. Know that for your sake I have suffered reproach. Your words were found, and I ate them. And your words were to me the joy and the delight of my heart. For I am called by your name, Yahweh of armies. I think this is referring to how in the time of Josiah, which is when Jeremiah lived, the scroll of the law, the book of the covenant, was found. And this was read for the first time to that generation. They weren't aware of that particular section of God's law. And Jeremiah says, I love your word. When they found it, I ate it. I just loved it. So every inspired word of God should be, as he says, the joy and the delight of my heart. I didn't sit in the assembly of those who make merry, nor rejoiced. He's saying, I didn't go out to parties and get drunk. I sat alone because of your hand. I sat at home and read my Bible. Why is my pain perpetual and my wound incurable, which refuses to be healed? Therefore, thus says Yahweh, if you return or repent, then I will restore you, and you shall stand before me. If you utter what is precious and not what is base, you shall be as my mouth. They shall return to you, but you shall not return to them. I think Jeremiah is sinning here. He's complaining that, look, I didn't, as a young man, go with them to their parties. I devoted myself to your word, and I'm just getting beat up because of it. And God is upset because he has strengthened Jeremiah, as he says in chapter 1 of Jeremiah, so that he needn't feel like this, but Jeremiah does feel like it. So he's being asked to repent. And he's told, if you do repent, you shall be as my mouth. So when you preach to people, when you give them God's word, you are, as it were, the mouth of God to them. We are, in the New Testament sense, the body of Christ. He has no other hands or legs or eyes in this world apart from those of you and me. So again, God promises Jeremiah that he will psychologically strengthen him to witness. I will make you to this people a fortified bronze wall. They shall fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you to save you and to deliver you. I will deliver you out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you out of the hand of the terrible. So if we feel that, oh, I can't make this witness, I can't raise that issue, I can't tell that person the gospel, I'm embarrassed to stand on the street corner handing out tracts, I just can't. No, God will strengthen you. He really will. He's promised to do that, and you can be his mouth to this world.